Eurazi woni mazinina. Se woni ma fami seshi. Ma jinkwa defwe. Eurazi ma wodi ni wo. Enunti na me koto sre use. A jinkwa sonwe nyunyam. Ma ni penyine use. Woni Eurazi. Ewurazi woni mazinina, woni mafami seshi. Ma jinkwa defwe, eradi ma wodi ni wo. Enunti na me koto sre wose, a jinkwa shonwe nyunya, mani penyine wose, woni ewurazi. Mi ura nyame da wo ni obia eja jise ukwa uni ma bandede ye. Fawonsa tinino Jimmy free ma tafonse ma wonsi senyina danino ye sira mami mi fini mi bayina rembo ma utu mi no more mi hoba na mami nye so butenti ma minye so butenti ma ehi fa wonsa tinino timi fi mata fonse ma wonsi senyina daninu ye sira mame mi fini mi bayina remo ma utu mi no more mi hoba na mami nye so butenti ma ehi na mami nye so butenti ma ehi fa wonsa tinino jimi fri mata fonse ma wonsi senyina danino ye sira mami mi fini mi bayina remo ma utu mi no more mi hoba na mami nye so butenti ma ehi na mami nye so butenti ma ehi. Amen.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Father, thank you so much for this evening. We ask you to be gracious to us and be kind to us and let your purpose rule and reign in our lives. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Well, I've not been here for more than 3 months. Almost, yeah, more than that. For obvious, not obvious, but for good reason. For good reason. I've not been able to be here on Tuesday. But I'm glad I'm here today. I'm very grateful to God. Hallelujah. That somehow, some way, I am here this evening. Amen. And I want to share with you very briefly. Everybody, you didn't bring your trumpet, you can play something for us. You didn't bring it. Hallelujah. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Yes, to take Him at His word. Yes, upon His promise, just to know. Thus is. Let's start again. 'Tis so sweet. Everybody, sing it. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His word, just to know, thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord, Jesus, 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 how I trust in You, how I prove Him more and more. Precious Savior, oh, for grace to trust Him all.
Oh, for grace.
You have the second stanza. Let's try and sing the second stanza.
Oh, sweet to trust in Jesus.
Just to trust His cleansing blood.
Just to trust His cleansing blood.
Just in simple faith to plunge.
Just in simple faith.
Jesus,
Jesus, how I trust You,
how I prove Him more and more.
Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him.
Let's sing it.
Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus.
Just from sin and self-seed to see.
Just from sin and self to see. Just from Jesus simply taking life and rest.
Singing Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace.
Very last stanza. Very beautiful. Last stanza. Sing it. I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
I've learned to trust Thee.
To trust Thee.
Precious Jesus.
Precious Jesus. Savior friend.
And I know that Thou art with me.
And I know that Thou art with me.
Sing it one more time.
salvation, Jesus.
For grace. For the very last time, sing Jesus, Jesus. Come on.
Jesus, how I trust you. How I'm growing more and more. Jesus, precious Jesus.
For the Lord, you may be seated. Hallelujah. May He give us grace to trust Him more. I've trusted Him and I've proved Him over and over. Over and over. Hallelujah. He's a faithful God. Somebody say amen. So for a short while this evening, I want to talk to you about how to be ready to meet God. How to be ready to meet God. Amos chapter 4, verse number 12. Amos chapter 4, verse number 12. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Somebody say, amen. The Bible is saying, prepare to meet your God. Whether we like it or not, this world is not our home. Anybody who didn't say amen is not a good Christian. Hallelujah. Yes, it's a preparatory ground to our real home. Amen. Bible says, if only in this world we have hope, we are of all men most to be pitied. Hey, find that scripture for me. 1 Corinthians 15. If only in this world we have hope. My dear pastor, Bible says, and we are of all men most miserable, most to be pitied. You know, the Bible is very true. Now, Christians, because of our present day needs and because of the things that we don't have, we are beginning to feel that our ultimate is to have the things that we want in this life. So that either if you can believe God for a husband and you have a husband, then you're already in heaven. If you can believe God for a car, you have a car, then you have arrived. So because of the things that we don't seem to have, and we, all our prayers have been tilted towards that, to the extent that now the idea of heaven is too remote. I'm preaching. As you want to, what I'm saying, isn't it true? We have become so earthly minded. Our focus, our attention, our desires is that God answered my prayer. It's a beautiful thing for God to answer, and God will answer our prayers. I said, God will answer our prayers. Amen. He'll give us shoes to wear. He'll give you clothes to wear. He'll give you a nice wig. He'll give you all these things. But that is not the ultimate. I'm preaching. So now let me continue preaching. Now, this is a very important message. And I just felt God want me to just remind those of you who are spiritual enough to come to church on Tuesdays. God wants you to just bring your mind to eternity. Can I have an amen? Amen? Yeah. Look at the scripture. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Another version, and then we will see how it says. Beautiful. I like this one too, NLT. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in the world. Is a message Bible that is separated from it? Message Bible, I'm sure, put it in the very ha. Look at it. What a shock. If all we get out of Christ is a little inspiration for a few short years, We are a pretty sorry lot. What a shock. Did you see that? So you see, now God is going to give us a few things. Either little inspiration, little things, little car to drive, a little house to live in, a little this and so. But if that's all we can get in Christ, you know what I'm saying? Yes, Davis. Yes, because many of you, Davis included, your focus is some little something that God will give you now. Yes. Many of us, that is what has become of Christians of today. Isn't it true? Yes. Eternity has been so remote. And we are never thinking about our readiness to meet God. We are thinking about the mobile phone that you are looking for, the iPad you are believing God for, what else are you believing God for? The house, the job, all these things. So God gave me miraculously, gave money to pay my rent. We are happy about that. But if this is a little pet, this all that we can get from God, then we are pretty sorry lots. What a word. Are you seeing here of go home? So I'm saying to everybody who is in service this evening, who cared enough and spiritual enough to come for this evening service, that there's something called eternity. And our work on earth here is preparing to meet our God. The spiritual ones are clapping. Hallelujah. That is all that we are doing. It's like preparing to write an exam. Are you there? Preparing to, once you're preparing to write an exam, somebody says that, so that you will not fall asleep, I brought you a cup of tea. And you see that the tea is the final thing. The main one is the exam that you're going to write. The tea is to keep you awake so that you can prepare for the exam. But when the cup of tea is served, you say, oh, this is my miracle. I've arrived. The main one is coming. I'm telling you. All the little pecks. And God will give them. I also have things I want God to give me. There's nothing wrong in, but don't let that become the main thing that we are all after. And when you have it, it means God is really with you. So if someone doesn't have it, that means God is not with him. That is how we measure it. That's how it's measured. If you can believe God for a car and you get a car, and doesn't believe God for a believer and doesn't get a car, then God is with you and God is not with him. That's how we measure God. You see, we have made God so small. Hey, for this little short life, few short years compared to eternity. You know, God has eternity to bless you. Don't limit God to 80 years. Short, like God has 80 years to bless you. No, God has eternity to bless you. So don't limit God. Are you here? Go home. Are you still here? Oh, and I'm praying and believing God that all your prayers and your needs will be met. But I'm also praying for you that your mind will be on eternity. Amen. Yesterday we used to sing, I have another world in view. I have another world in view. I have another world in view. You can never find that those words here because we don't sing them anymore. So you can't find it on the screen. My Savior is gone to prepare. You don't have to play. It's okay. I'm finished. Another world in view. We found it. Very good. My Savior is gone to prepare me a place. I have another world in. Then these are the spiritual songs that we used to sing. Now we sing Yehusha. What a shock. Anyway, there's nothing wrong with this Yehusha too. You can jump and catch it. But don't lose the view of another world. Amen. My Savior is God. Jesus said that I'm going to prepare you a place. Yes, that's what he said. I say, you people, you sit down. Hallelujah. So prepare to meet your God. Amen. And your mind must be on eternity. There's something that the Bible calls rapture. Who has not heard the word rapture before? If you don't lift your hand and you have heard, I'm coming to ask you what it means. If you don't know what rapture is, lift your hands. If you know it, I'm coming to you to ask you to explain. Who doesn't know? I don't want to disgrace you. If you don't know, lift your hand. You're a good Christian. Then, if you don't know and I ask you and you don't know, they will laugh at you. So I'm coming to you. Who doesn't know what rapture is? You don't know. As I'm coming, your hands are going up. There's something called rapture. Rapture. Rapture is a day, the rapture in the Bible is the day when heaven will split open. Jesus. There's no miracle like that miracle. Heaven will split open and angels will come singing in glory and Jesus will appear in the skies and we Christians, are you here? Bible says that we, those who have died already in Christ, you see graves opening. Wow. Audome cemetery, pop, 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 opening. Dry bones, which have become powder. Hey, sit down, you people, sit down. Are you there? It will be coming, I don't know how it's out there, how it's going, there's scientific, but Bible China believes the Bible. Graves should open, and then Christians should pop up. Going up, and if we are alive, I say those of us who are alive, who are still alive, my Jesus, shall be caught up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. We shall be caught. Look at it. Then we, look, verse 16 before this one. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then goes on to say, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be. Oh, somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. This is what is called rapture. Amen. This is what they call, this is the Christian's ultimate goal. Amen. That if you don't, if Christ doesn't come to you, die. May you die in the Lord. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen? You die in Christ. Because when he comes, the dead in Christ shall rise. They shall rise. My Jesus. Can you imagine the confusion? And those of us who remain, can you imagine as you are in the Uber driver is born again. And you are going to West Hill Mall. When he takes the turn, no, Christ appears. The Uber driver is gone. You are sitting at the back. You see what will happen to you if you are not born again. I tell you, STC going to Bogatanga, full of human beings driving. And the driver is born again believer. So when Christ appears, then the driver pam goes. Before you can come and sit by, if you'll be there. This is what is called what? Rapture. That day will happen. Now, if you don't believe it, then don't believe the Bible, any part, don't believe anything about the Bible. Christians believe in prosperity more than rapture. I'm telling you. Oh, yes. 1 Corinthians 15 tells us that a time is going on when mortality shall put on immortality. This is called eternity. This is a spiritual message I'm preaching to us. Amen. Mortality shall put on immortality. We shall change. We shall change. Behold, I tell you a mystery. This is Paul speaking. Behold, look, put that scripture there for me. Behold, I tell you a mystery. Put it there. And I'll read it to you. We shall not all sleep. That means we shall not all die. But we shall be changed. We shall all be changed. We shall all be changed. We shall all be changed. Hallelujah. And it says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye,
at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Shout hallelujah. 53 says, for this corruptible, you should understand, this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Jesus, go on. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, yes. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? And it goes on to explain to us, the sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. Who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he says in 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So a good Christian might be clapping your hands for the Lord. Therefore, the therefore is preceded by all the things that we have seen there. Have you seen it? All the things that mortality must put on immortality, corruption must put on incorruption, and all that and so on. Say that therefore, because of this, my dearly beloved brethren, my brothers in the Kadesh, my dearly beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. Don't let the fact that you are broke move you. The fact that you don't have a car, don't let it move you. The fact that you're not married must not move you. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For know this, you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. A time is going to come. You are going to stand before God. You are going to cut out to be with the Lord. You are going to receive special gifts from the Lord. Oh, clap your hands one more time for the Lord. There was a man called Adoniram Jackson. This man, Adoniram Jackson, was a missionary who went to Burma. Burma is India, thereabout, to go and preach, not to go and fight. Ghanaian soldiers went to Burma to fight. That's our Burma camp. Burma comes from the word Burma. So he just went to Burma to go and fight during the Second World War. So when they came back, they got the place. That's where they camped them. Burma camp. But now, this Adoniram Jackson, he was a missionary who went to India and all these places to go and preach. He traveled. He married once. His wife died. He married a second time. His wife died again. And people thought he was discouraged. He'll be discouraged. He came back to America, married the third one, and went back. He said, look, I am still going to do the work of God. At the age of 61, he came back. And he had a little attack. He had a sickness. He had a dysentery, all sorts of situations that cropped up in his life. Now, some of the things that he said, help me, Jesus. God is going to help us. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Yeah, his wife's name was Emily. And the wife was pregnant when the husband got sick on a ship. The wife was not on the ship because she was down and she got a message that the husband was not well at all. Those days, you didn't have mobile phones or anything. So a message would take a long time. This Adoniram Jackson got sick and died on the ship. And from the ship to the land was so far, so they had to bury him in the sea. A missionary. But this later on, a message was sent to his wife. What Adoniram Judson said before he died. He said, tell my wife, I'm not tired of my work. I'm not tired of the work that God has given me to do on this earth. I'm not tired of preaching. I'm not tired of people. I'm not tired of counseling. I'm not tired of people. I'm not tired of traveling. I'm not tired of witnessing. Tell her, I'm not tired. I'm not tired. Clap your hands for the Lord. That this is the wife of this man. Tell my wife, I'm not tired. Again, number two, he said, tell my wife, I'm not tired of the world. I'm not tired of the difficulties, the suffering, and the painfulness that God has allowed me to endure in this life. I'm not tired of the struggle that there is in this world. Tell her, I'm not tired. Some of us, we get tired easily. He said, I'm not tired of preaching. I'm not tired of people. I'm not tired of counseling. I'm not tired of traveling. Tell her, I'm not tired. I am not tired of the work God has given me. And listen to what the third point. He said, tell her, if Christ calls me home, I shall go with the gladness of a boy bounding away from school. Do you understand? It's like, if Christ calls me, I should come now. You see, like a little boy, when you're going to school, you're grumbling. When you close, you're very excited. Bounding. They say, I'm like a little boy, bounding. Bounding. That's how I'm going to go home. This is a man who believes in eternity. Hallelujah. If God calls me home, I shall go with the gladness of a boy bounding away from school. I will always be excited at the thought of dying and meeting my Savior face to face. This is called a believer. This is a real believer. Can I read some more to you? Listen to the letter that he wrote. He said, I'm ready to go to heaven at any time. I'm ready to die with joy. I'm excited at the prospects of going to heaven. You are excited about the prospect of going to America. That's what you're excited about. He said, I'm excited about the prospects. The idea of going to heaven, it gets me excited. Yeah, the idea of going to England gets you excited. He said that the prospect of going to heaven, the idea, I get excited. How many of us are excited about heaven? If God calls me anytime. Then, do you hear what the man is saying? Do you think that today we are that spiritual? Are we that spiritual? Look at the next thing he said. Death will never take me by surprise. This is Adoniram Judson. In his sick bed, he said, tell my wife, death will never take me by surprise. I'm ready for death at any time, any day. Going out of this world would never be a shock, surprise, or disappointment to me. I have labored. I have finished. I have accomplished what I was sent here to do. Clap your hands properly. Hallelujah. Yes, tell her, death will never take me by surprise because I've done what God told me to do. Yes. And he says, the last point he made here, tell my wife, I feel so strong in Christ. Even though I'm facing a life-threatening situation, I feel strong, blessed, and encouraged in the Lord. My current difficulties have not taken away my spiritual strength and my zeal for the Lord. Oh, somebody should clap your hands for the Lord. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? This evening, this is what all I want to share with you. I'm sharing with you about eternity. Can I have an amen? I said, can I have a loud amen? Amen. It's very, very real. How ready are you? Matthew chapter 22, verse 8. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. The wedding is ready, but those who have been invited to the wedding are not ready, are not worthy. They are not qualified. Somebody invites you for his wedding and you're wearing pajamas. A wedding dinner, they are invited. And you are wearing your nursing uniform and you are come for a wedding dinner. You're not ready. Those who have been invited are not ready. The wedding dinner is ready. But those who have been invited are not worthy. That is it. Are we ready for the wedding dinner? Church, are we ready for the wedding dinner? Are we prepared? Are we going on? I mean, bounding. I like it. Bounding. Schoolboy, bounding. Away from school. My Jesus. Look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. What does it say? Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour, as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Amen. The Bible says that, therefore, be so ready. Push your neighbor and say, be ready, be ready, be ready, be ready. Can I have an amen? Be ready for the rapture. Be ready for the wedding feasts. Be ready for the master, the time the master will come. Yakato Shabataya. The master is going to come one day. How ready are we? How ready are we? One day there was a brother who was committing fornication. And they heard a loud noise like a train. Pum! He took the rapture and he jumped up. He was scared. He thought that the rapture has happened. Hey, if you are sitting in this church here, I pray for you that when the rapture happens, you will not remain behind. May you never remain behind. Can I have a loud amen? I'm telling you, serve God. Let's serve God. Should I say it again? I said, let's do what? Let's serve God so that if Christ tarries and we die, we will die in Christ. Bible says in Numbers chapter 23 and verse number 10. Numbers 23 verse number 10. Look at it. It said, who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous. And let my last end be like his. May you die the death of the righteous. I said, may you die the death of the righteous. Yes, at the time of your death, may you die in Christ. May you be able to say what this man, if you had the chance to speak, may you look and say, look, I'm not surprised. I'm ready to meet God. I feel happy that I'm going to meet God. Can I have an amen? Yeah. Can I read one or two more things to you? Are you sure? Because I'm just ending, but I just feel that I should read some of the things that some of these great men also said. Few great men said at the end of their lives. Very, very powerful. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now, look at, there was a man. His name, you know, it's beautiful. His name was Charles Bridgeman, a young man. He died very young. And when he was then, he said, into thy hands I commend my soul. Now close my eyes. Forgive me, father, mother, brother, sister, and all in the world. Now I'm well. My pain is almost gone. My joy is at hand. Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, receive my soul unto thee. And with those words, the boy went up to heaven. Clap your hands for the Lord. John Wesley, the great founder of the Methodist Church, day before he died, these are his words. The best of all is God is with us. Farewell. And he died. The best of all, God is with us. Farewell. What will you say? What will be your words? The best of all. The best of all. Yeah. God is with us. Farewell. Hallelujah. Without, they say that without lingering, groan, the evangelists who stood by wayside preaching and founded the great Methodist Church, he entered into eternity. The best of all, God is with us. Farewell. Farewell. Hallelujah. There's another very interesting one here. Thank you, Jesus. This man, Matthew Henry, not Matthew Henry, he said he's commentary. Bible, he said he died in 1714. He was a very strong theologian, very nonconformist, and all that. His last words were, a life spent in the service of God and in communion with him is the most comfortable life that anyone can lead in this present world. Clap your hands for the Lord for this beautiful, beautiful words of Matthew Henry. Even William Shakespeare, who we all know wrote several, what are the books that he wrote? Macbeth, As You Like It. Pardon? Yes. And then so many of them. He was a famous, he died at the age of 52. And his last words, I commend my soul into the hands of God, my Creator, hoping and assuredly believing through the only merits of Jesus Christ, my Savior, to be made partaker of life everlasting and my body to the earth whereof it is made. Amen. Then he went. Why don't you clap your hands one more time for there was this man, he was a bishop. He was actually tied to a tree. And they said that if he doesn't deny Christ, they will burn him. And he said, sorry, you can burn me. People came and said, please, just deny. And God said, no, I'm ready to be burnt. And he said, then they said, let me alone as I am. For he who has given me strength to endure this fire also enable me without your securing me by nails to stand without moving in a pile. Finally, he said, O Lord, Father of our beloved Jesus Christ, I thank thee that thou hast allotted me a place among the martyrs. No, some of you are not clapping because you don't believe it. I thank thee that you have allotted me a place among the martyrs, those who will die in suffering. I thank you for giving the opportunity. These are believers. I said, these are what? Are you excited? Are you blessed by these things? Now, let me read two more to you. Another man, he died several years. He was also killed. He said, I thank God. This man's name was Ignatius. He said, I thank thee, O God, that thou hast honored me with thy word. Praise God. And he died. You should clap better. Let your clapping be. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you blessed today? I pray for all of us here that we will live for God. We will serve God. Amen. Now this other man, Robert Bruce, he was a very distinguished man, became a very prominent minister in England, in UK, several years ago, and he died. By the time he died, he called his daughter and said, cast up to me the 8th chapter of Romans and set my finger, he was blind, he couldn't see, and set my finger on these words. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor any of these shall be able to separate me from the love of Christ, our Lord Jesus. And then you see, He was blind, though. So he said, he told the daughter, put my finger there. Put my finger on that verse. So when the prophet, he asked the daughter, is my finger there? Like, that's, yes, your finger is there. He said, thanks be to God. And he died. He died with his finger on this verse. Nothing will separate me.
Oh, somebody should clap for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
I'm excited that God is with us. Another person said, it is sweet to die. It is sweet to die. It is sweet to die. Huh. One other man said, I hear angels singing. And he said, is it dying? No, it is sweet living. Is it what they call dying? No, it is what? Sweet living. I said, these are believers, so. Is this dying? Is that what they call dying? Oh, it is what? Sweet living. They believe. We are going to meet all of them in heaven. These are the people, the cloud of witnesses. That's what they call them. Cloud of, they are among the cloud, urging us to also run. Six, do you understand? Again, keep on running, keep on running. We made it by the grace of God. We are having sweet life here. Keep on moving on. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yeah, is it dying? No. It's what? Is it dying?
No.
Sweet living. That's what it's called. Sweet living. Hey. One lucky backslider. His name was Oliver. The doctor of philosophy. He managed to just repent and come to God. Hey, almost. What that I could have done. You see, he did so many bad things. But then said, would that I could undo the mischief I have done. I was more ardent to poison men with infidel principles than any Christian is to spread the doctrines of Christ. Then finally he turned to God and then he repented and said some other words. But I'm saying to everybody here, a day will come when we will meet our God. He says, since God could do this, prepare, 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 prepare. Our preaching, our witnessing, our praying, our visiting, our counseling is never in vain. It's all in preparation for eternity. If this word cannot reward you, heaven will reward you. If this word cannot pay you, and this word cannot pay you, but heaven will pay you. I say heaven will pay you. You're singing in the choir. You're working, praying in the meeting. All the things you do, you are doing it as unto the Lord. Because we are preparing for eternity. Stand to your feet, everybody. Are you blessed this evening? Are you blessed this evening? Get lift your two hands up. Father, we thank you. That's it. Yeah, listen to me. Look at me, everybody. Now listen. I want everybody's mind. You see, I'm saying to you, and I want to say it again. But your needs, God will supply them. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
But there's a song that we sing, three song. Say ye, ye ne juma paya, heaven ho, be ye.
Eni je pamu, ye wen yum yam kru, heaven ho ye yum yam kru.
Eni je
pi wo ye wen yo nyam kru heaven ho ye yo nyam kru eni je pi wo
se
razi
na wa she Jumapaya, heaven.
heaven hall.
Yeah, you yam crow.
Ain't he Jebby?
Whoa.
Razina washe yen bo. Say, ye, 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 juma paya. Heaven hall.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Erase na wa she yebo. Se ye 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 juma paya. Heaven ho
ye nyo nyam kro eni JP.
I want to lift your two hands up high to the Lord and begin to thank the Lord for this evening. And say, Lord, I want to live for you. Tell God, I want to live for you. Talk to him. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. I don't want anything to become, block my opportunity to ever meet in you in eternity. I don't want to die in shame. I don't want to die as a backslider. I don't want to die not knowing where I'll spend eternity. Lift your two hands to God and say, talk to yourself, Lord, I want to be ready. I want to live for you. I want to save you. I want to commit my life. Pray this evening. Everybody, open your voice and open your mouth and pray and speak to God and ask God to take control of your life and ask God to have full course and his purpose will rule and reign in your life. In the name of Jesus, pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Pray to God. Talk to God this evening. Say, Lord, as I serve you, my aim, my goal is not to miss heaven. My goal is to one day be caught up with the saints in glory. One day when we gather in heaven, when the saints get together, oh, what great joy it will be. When we meet together, oh, what a beautiful time it's going to be. Talk to God and say, Lord, I never want to miss that meeting. That appointment, which I don't want to miss it. I want to help me to serve you. If there's anything that will stop you and hinder you and obstruct you and prevent you from serving God, I want to say, Lord, I pray for mercy. I pray, Lord, help me. May I never backslide. Pray to God and talk to God. Tell God, I don't want to backslide. I don't want to turn away. I want to serve you. I want to go with you all the way to heaven. Pray. I want to give you 3 more minutes. I want you to commit your very life, your day-to-day life, your Christianity. Talk to God and commit to God and ask God for his grace and his mercy. Pray for just 3 minutes. Pray this evening. Pray this evening. Pray this evening and talk to him. Talk to him. Say, Lord, I want to go all the way with you. All the way with you. One day the road is going to call up yonder. One day they're going to call the road up there. Will your name be on the register? Or you'll be among backsliders. May nobody in this church, nobody here today, ever be a backslider. But may you serve God and may you follow God and may you trust in God all the days of your life. Oh Jesus, we ask you, show us mercy. Help us to serve you. Help us to walk with you. Help us to trust in you. Help us to look up to you every day of our lives. We pray, oh God. We pray, oh God. Show us mercy. Show us kindness. We ask you to, we ask to trust in you and walk with you all the days of our lives. Pray to God and ask God to have his way in your life. Ask God to show you his will. Ask God to lead you to eternity. Ask God that you will not die a death of shame and reproach, but a death of glory, that you will go into glory and you will be blessing God all the way in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. We thank you. We commit our lives to you. We pray that you help us to serve you and walk with you all the day. May none of us who have heard this word today ever be so earthly minded that we miss out on heaven. Help us to be our minds and our hearts to be turned on to eternity. Help us to serve you and trust in you and walk with you all the days of our lives. We give you thanks. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Somebody said, amen. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you excited today? Are you blessed you came for this short service? I pray that we'll be inspired. Nobody should ever get tired of working for God. Don't get tired of your little times that you do the work of God. Don't get tired of acting, singing, preaching, visiting, counseling, follow up, doing this. All of them. It's been collected in heaven. One day, the trumpet will sound. And the roll will be called up yonder. Will you be in the number? Somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands one more time for the Lord. And you may be seated. Right. I want us to receive our offering. Or if you brought your tithes,